In the readings today, we have a couple of points that we need to consider. The first reading, we hear about God telling Moses to speak to the rock. Moses instead takes his staff and he hits the rock, just like he had done one time earlier, and the water came forth from the rock. That time, God told Moses to hit the rock. Today, he did not. Moses was kind of showboating, shall we say, and got himself in trouble. So you wonder why Moses didn't go and didn't lead the people into the land? It's because of his disobedience. Because it was to show the glory of God that the water was going to come forth from the rock. But Moses hit the rock instead. And so it didn't show the glory of God, but rather the glory of Moses. God didn't tolerate that too well. But then we look a little bit further, and we hear this conversation between our Lord and the woman who ultimately became Saint Fotina, the woman at the well. And our Lord said to her, if you knew who it was speaking to you, you would have asked him, and he would give you living water. That's exactly what God promised was going to come from the rock in the first reading. The one asked, where do you find this living water? Because they're at a well. Living water for the Jewish people meant water that was running, like a river, something like that, that'd be living water. Where's this going to come from? That's the part that we have to look at. Because there are a couple of points that are made. When the woman recognizes that Jesus is a prophet, talks about the Messiah coming, and he looks right at her, and what he never told any of the Jewish people, he told this Samaritan woman, I, the one you are talking to, am he. I am the Messiah. And then at the end of the reading, the people of Samaria recognized something that almost none of the Jewish people realized. And she was able to profess, they were able to profess. So we no longer believe just because of what you said, but now we've come to believe this is the Savior of the world. She didn't say that. She just said that, could he be the prophet? Could he be the Messiah? They recognize something deeper, that the Messiah is indeed the Savior of the world. And they believed. Now you and I can profess that same point. But we are promised something that is far greater than what we see in the readings, that springs of living water will come forth from the one who believes. So there is something that is harder than rock. It is called the human heart. And that's what needs to be struck. Except, isn't it wonderful that it simply says, speak to the rock? Because isn't that what we say right before receiving communion? Tantum dic verbo et sanabitur anima mea. Only speak the word. God speaks and it happens. That's what happened in creation. That's what the psalmists tell us. He spoke and it came to be. God dwells within you, and he wants that to flow. He wants that to be a well springing up to eternal life, coming out of our heart. Now again, that's a challenge, but not for God, thankfully, because if our hearts are indeed harder than any rock that we can find, and they are, as the prophet Jeremiah says, there is nothing more tortuous than the human heart. Beyond remedy, he says, who can endure it? That's pretty harsh. It's pretty true. But thankfully, God, who created the heart, can endure it. And he can pierce it. And he can allow that water to flow. Now the question is, do we want it? Because we don't want to fall into the same problem that Moses did, and let our pride get in the way and try and do something by ourselves that we can't. So we need to ask God, to speak the word, to pierce through something that is harder than stone, but do exactly what he promised through the prophet Ezekiel. I will take away your heart of stone and I will give you a heart of flesh. Ask him for his own sacred heart. Because what happened to his sacred heart? It was pierced, and living water flowed from it. Living water that is going to rise us up to eternal life. That's what we need to be bathed in our baptism. The blood that flowed from his heart is what we feed on in the Holy Eucharist for the life of our souls, and that is what's going to lift us up. That's what he is offering, if we are willing to receive it, if we are willing to allow our hearts to be pierced. It's a scary thought for us. But if we see what's going to happen, there's nothing to fear, because living water will flow from it, a spring that will rise us up to eternal life.